Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. And I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, my special guest, Peg Donahue, and I will discuss how you can be abundant in any economy. Next Friday, March 16th, I have another special guest. Dr. Todd Ovakaitis will be back, and his show will be about calling all Lemurians, time to tone. Also, just a note about today and next week. Since I have a guest for today and next Friday, there won't be a What's Up in the Heavens for today or next week, and there won't be a written one either. Now, before I introduce my guest today, I want to announce that we're now in pre-order season for the 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters. Now through April 27th, you can save on next year's guide and newsletters by ordering them early. This is the only sale we have each year for the new Good Timing Guides, and we do this so we'll have enough money to print them. So please help us to help you by ordering early, now through April 27th. And do it now while you remember. Just go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And I also want to remind you that our 8-week Eight Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business program begins on April 23rd. This program teaches you the real bottom line for a successful business or career, which is energy. Money is just a form of energy, and when you learn how to focus your energy in prosperous ways, you'll be abundant in any economy. We're now offering the Bring a Friend special. When you and a friend register together now through April 15th, you both get a great discount. This program is taught by telephone, so you can take it from any location. And it comes with weekly study guides and replays of the classes. Plus, this program has a money-back guarantee, so it's risk-free. To learn more, go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link for 8 Keys under Upcoming Classes. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Now I'd like to introduce you to my special guest today. Margaret M. Donahue is a feng shui and building biology environmental consultant, a prosperity coach, an emotional freedom and healing facilitator, and author. She's been studying prosperity principles and teaching prosperity programs for over 10 years. Peg co-authored Dorm Room Feng Shui, and her new e-book, 365 Affirmations for Prosperity, will be available in spring of 2012. Her consulting business is Feng Shui Connections in Windham, New Hampshire. She earned her BA at Georgetown University and has an MBA from Boston University. Prior to 2000, she spent more than 20 years in high-ranking positions in corporate America. And so Peg understands our old ways of working and embraces the shift to a sustainable economy. She's a lifelong practitioner of prosperity principles, and she enjoys empowering people to bring success and joy to the workplace through work you truly love. So welcome, Peg. I'm so glad to have you back on my show.
Thank you, Madeline. It's great to be back.
I know. And astrologically, as we've talked before, we're headed toward a steady and stable growth cycle, which will start peaking in July of 2013. So now is such a great time to refocus our energies on being in the right frame of mind to create prosperity. What, in your experience, allows people to get into the right frame of mind for creating prosperity?
Well, Madeline, first of all, the right frame of mind for prosperity is related to a person's energy. There's our physical energy, which is related to how well we care for ourselves. Also, eating high-quality food, getting adequate sleep, setting aside time for rest and relaxation, and balancing daily responsibilities for whatever stage of life you're in. In order to attract money, our physical energy needs to be high. It needs to be at the same level of the money you intend to attract. So the thoughts you think and the automatic words that you use say a lot about your deeply held beliefs. So pay attention to these for indications of your beliefs about money and prosperity. Here's an example. Many people believe that money is hard to get. And as long as they believe this, that's going to be their experience. So the universe will pay you to examine your beliefs about money. Play with the idea that money can come to you easily. Now, Madeline, you and I both know that our money patterns are passed along generationally from our ancestors. What are some of the ways, you know, that we carry emotional energy around money and prosperity? Because I know you see this quite a bit.
Yes, I do. And first, I want to mention that people's patterns regarding money and prosperity show up in their astrological charts. And this is one way that you can identify the ancestral patterns that were passed down to you by your parents and other family members. What I see most commonly in terms of emotional energy related to money are two main focuses. One is that the person feels inadequate or unsupported or undeserving of having the money. Another situation is that the person may feel a lot of anxiety, stress, or fear about not having enough money. And a third group of people have feelings of appreciation and gratitude for the money that they have, and this is what continues to bring it in regardless of the economy. And this leads us to the spiritual energy of prosperity, because many people believe, especially light workers, that money is not spiritual. And for this reason, they subconsciously choose to get rid of money because they aren't comfortable having it. And because it's subconscious, they're not aware that they're doing this. This is often a deep-seated belief that the person is completely unaware of. And from a spiritual point of view, though, Eric Butterworth, who wrote Spiritual Economics, says that you are an expression of the infinite creative flow, entitled to as constant support as the lilies of the field. So given those parameters, Peg, what do you see is needed to get people into the right frame of mind for prosperity?
Well, Madeline, we have to be willing to suspend disbelief and consider the possibility that the abundant universe does exist. So some of the ways you can do this are to practice choosing words, feelings, and beliefs that support that possibility. You can begin by expressing thanks to the universe in advance for whatever you desire. Use positive words in the present tense, just as if it's happening now. And Madeline, on your website, I know you have an article, How to Create Anything. And I believe this is under articles, and you can go to it at askmadeline.com.
That's right.
Yeah, and also, look for examples of abundance all around you. It really pays to celebrate when someone gets a new job, when someone sells a house, or you get a great price on something you really want. You might also experience something that you desire coming to you without you having to buy it. It could be something like a college scholarship for one of your children, or even yourself, or a promotion at work, or even a gift. So this is really about opening to the possibility that you can experience abundance and prosperity on many levels. Now, Madeline, in your work, what patterns are you seeing that people need to shift in order to be more prosperous?
That's a great question. The first pattern I see that needs to shift is the belief that whatever the economy is doing is directly related to a person's personal bank account. Now, this actually is not true at all. Even in the Great Depression, there were people who fared well in spite of those challenges, and there are actually many people who are doing quite well now. The way to shift that belief is to understand that the economy is made up of millions of different households and companies, and certainly each one contributes to the whole, but they're not the same as the whole. So I always counsel clients to refuse to join the downturn. Stay focused on creating prosperity instead, because their energy has more to do with their bank account than whatever the economy is doing. Now, the other pattern that I see that needs to shift is that people and companies are sitting on their money out of fear rather than investing it. And they're waiting for things to change before they'll commit their money. So you see that not only do companies not hire, even though they have maybe bunches of money sitting in the bank, but people don't spend their money either. So it's both ways. But this is actually akin to stalling your energy, since money is simply a form of energy that we can use to exchange energy with others. So when we stall our money, we're actually blocking the flow of prosperity. And a third pattern that I see is people believing that they're victims of their circumstances and that they cannot change them. Now, we're always creating whatever is happening around us. We just need to change our focus and energy to attract something better. So before good things can happen, we actually need to put out a good vibration, a good feeling, or a strong positive energy. Sounds kind of backwards. However, when you're happy first, you can create happy situations. You can't create them from negative feelings, though. So that gives you an idea of what I'm seeing that needs to shift, you know, in terms of patterns that need to shift. But here's a question. Yeah, so, you know, there's quite a few things happening out there. But here's a question for our listeners. Do you know the easiest ways to refocus your energy on prosperity? When we come back from this very short break, Peg Donahue and I will give you some tips on how to do that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. We'll be right back.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker, Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper with the universe. Today I'm discussing how to be abundant in any economy with my guest, Peg Donahue. Peg co-facilitates 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business with me, and she's also a certified feng shui practitioner and emotional freedom and healing facilitator. And when we left off, Peg, we promised to answer the question about what are the easiest ways to refocus your energy on prosperity. Would you like to start that one?
Absolutely. Here's the first tip. We want you to find something to feel good about. Tip number 2 is to express gratitude and appreciation as often as possible. And tip number 3 is to be open to the possibility that you can have prosperity.
Boy, and those are all great. And the 4th one is to change your story. We all have stories that we tell ourselves about why this or that is true for us. And when we change that story, we allow something new to occur. So try it for just 2 weeks. The 5th one is to do something fun. It can be as simple as taking a walk, listening to some music that you love, eating some good food, talking to a friend. This will shift your energy to something positive. And when we're in that energy, money is attracted to us. Peg, these are all very easy things to do. So why isn't everyone prosperous?
Well, Madeline, typically it's because we don't believe it's possible. We also don't believe that we deserve it. And lastly, we believe that if we can have prosperity, that it's going to be a lot of hard work.
So that begs the question of how we can shift ourselves into a more prosperous mode. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, actually, that's exactly why we teach 8 keys to the ultimately prosperous business and why some people take the program multiple times. Because our patterns are deeply entrenched, and it takes time to shift them. Our beliefs around money and prosperity have been building for lifetimes, and it takes time and focused attention to change our patterns.
That is so true, and particularly for women. It's actually only recently that women have been allowed to own property and actually have their own money. And in fact, probably all women have a cellular memory of a time when they were not allowed to own property or money. And in fact, in earlier times, they were property. Plus, there are large numbers of light workers who were once in religious orders where they took vows of poverty. These energies tend to follow us from lifetime to lifetime until we release them. And this is why we do an emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity in our 8 Keys program. Would you like to talk about that part of the program?
Absolutely. In our 2nd class, I lead all the participants through an emotional freedom and healing release, discharge blockages related to prosperity. This process takes about an hour, and participants also receive a shorter release that they can do on their own. The emotional freedom and healing release process is very effective to shift blockages at the cellular level. It works by tapping various acupressure points while combining words of intention and deep breathing. So when you're guided through the process, you don't have to think about it. You can be completely in the moment, focusing on releasing the blockages. This process bypasses the mind and releases at the emotional level, which is why it's so effective. The process can actually be used for all different types of issues. And a really entrenched issue can require more than one release to fully discharge the issue.
Yes, and I want to comment about that last comment. It actually took me 4 or 5 prosperity releases to completely get over my fear of not having enough money. Now, each one took me to a higher level of prosperity, but I didn't completely release that fear until I had done it 4 or 5 times over 2 or 3 years. So that can really make a big difference. It can take time. So, Peg, let's discuss the class basics so that listeners can get a sense of this program.
Great. Well, 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business is an 8-week program that participants can take by telephone or computer link. Each class is recorded, so you can participate live or you can listen at your own convenience, or you can listen over and over again. And each class comes with weekly study guides. The 8 themes that we cover are creating prosperity through collaboration at work, releasing blockages to success, quantum physics, and the subtle energies of prosperity, and that's one of my favorites, the alchemy of creating desired results, trusting the process of partnership, optimizing your office for success and prosperity, that's where I talk about feng shui, business timing for success, and that's where you talk about good timing, and also the last class is wealth building for stakeholders. Madeline, we've been teaching this program for several years. You know, probably about 7 or 8 years now.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. And do you think it's just a matter of people understanding how all this works?
Well, I found for me that it was one thing to understand this information at a mental level and a completely different process for me to know it at the emotional level. I doubt that I could have changed my perspective enough without the release work. I know I've probably taken vows of poverty in the past, and these were probably following me around from lifetime to lifetime.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I'd like to add, that the work is always on ourselves. We might think it's about the economy, and we might think about it, you know, it's about what other people are doing to us. However, what's really happening to us is that our beliefs and our patterns are being reflected back to us in everything that happens every day. See, the work, it's always on ourselves, and no one is ever doing anything to us. That might be a hard one to begin to understand and, you know, to break down, but if you watch your patterns, you'll find out that the work is there. It's always on ourselves.
And that is so true. And, Peg, I recall that one of the patterns we're seeing is that people feel like they're victims of their circumstances and that they don't have a choice. So how does the A-Keys program shift a person out of that perspective?
That is a big one. So the program helps each person to become aware of the daily choices they're making and helps them to shift to becoming a conscious creator, a deliberate creator, if you will. I also want to talk about a few of the benefits that come from this program. One benefit is to shift your focus toward the abundant universe and away from the world of scarcity. You see, we live in multiple universes. Some people are living in the abundant universe, while others are choosing to live in the world of scarcity. And each of us gets to choose. We choose every day. And prosperity is all about expansion. At work, prosperity could show up as a promotion, either expected or unexpected. It could come in the form of increased responsibilities and an increase in pay. On a personal level, prosperity may manifest as discounts for items that you want. It might come in as gifts or kindnesses from family and friends. It might be help from your associates, good health, or also positive relationships. So prosperity is a lot more than just money.
And I think one of the major benefits of the program is becoming aware of our stories and then letting them go. I also think that one of the major benefits of the program is that we teach a new way to work, which is much faster and easier than the old methods we've known. So throughout the whole program, one of the major benefits is that we're teaching participants about the underlying subtle energies which are always at work in their career or business. So this gives attendees a completely new sense of how prosperity is created from various energies which are easily available to them, and it's very empowering. So, Peg, could you give out the program details?
Absolutely. 8 Keys to the Ultimately Prosperous Business begins on Monday, April 23rd at 11 a.m. Pacific or 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And now we have a special promotion going on through April 15th, where you're invited to bring a friend or a colleague, and each of you will receive a $40 discount. We include an extensive study guide, you know, with each class and a major resource list. So to learn more, you can go right to Madeline's website at www.askmadeline.com, and that's askmadeline.com. Just click on the link for 8 Keys under upcoming classes. It's on the left side, or just call Polaris Business Guides toll-free at 877 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And that's the number that you can call to register if you have any questions.
Peg, I'm so glad you were able to join me today on this show, and thank you for sharing your wisdom with my listeners. Would you like to share a prosperity affirmation or two from your new ebook?
Oh, yes, Madeline, thank you. I'd love to share a few affirmations, and my new ebook is titled 365 Affirmations for Prosperity. So the first one is, my choices lead me to increasing prosperity every day. A second one is, I live in a limitless universe. All things are possible. And I have a third one.
Oh, good.
And that is, joy magnifies the prosperity in my life every day.
Fabulous. Thank you for joining me on the show today, Peg. I'm really looking forward to starting our new 8 Keys program with you on April 23rd. Now, listeners, join me again next Friday, March 16th, when I'll have another special guest. Dr. Todd Ovakaitis will be talking about calling all Lemurians, it's time to tone. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.